Welcome to MPT Podcast. This is Pastor Tim Wilbanks. We pray that this Word of God will bless your life and ministry and increase God's blessing upon you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I gotta preach to you. Okay? I'm not gonna be long, but I gotta preach. I got to. Thank you, Brother Wilbanks, for the words you said right before I come up here. I don't believe you realize how fitting they were. There's a reason why God woke me up this morning. First of all, your pastor tried to kill me last night, took me out and got me this steak, and I ate dessert, and I went back to the motel, and I was feeling bad because I've been doing real good. Been challenging myself, been running every day. So I got up and said, the devil is a lie, and I went and ran 2.5 miles, and I lifted weights. I'm bragging. And I did that last night before I went to bed. Because one thing I found out, you come here, you're going to eat. I appreciate this church and your kindness that you've shown me. I have really enjoyed this, and I've needed it. I've really needed to do this, and this has been a great time for me to get away, and not only that, but to give you some things that will probably help you in your walk with God. And I just appreciate your pastor, I appreciate this church, and I do come with a word from the Lord today, and I don't say that to brag, but I do come with a word from the Lord. If you have your Bibles, turn to Acts the 26th chapter and verse number 28. Acts 26 and verse 28. Then Agrippa said unto Paul, almost, thou persuadest me to be a Christian. If you have your Bibles, turn to one more place for me, please. Luke, the 22nd chapter, verse number 40. Luke 22 and verse number 40. And when he was at the place, he said unto them, pray that ye enter not into temptation. Verse 41, and he was withdrawn from them about a stone's cast and kneeled down and prayed. For the next little while, I want to preach to you with the help of the Lord. A stone's throw away. A stone's throw away. Let's pray, Lord, we love you. God, speak to our hearts, Lord Jesus. Deal with us, God, I pray. We're better off for coming and hearing it than we were for staying at home. Your wonderful name. God, move. Let great conviction be in this house. God bless you. You can be seated if you're going to preach with me. If not, just stand so I know who I'm talking to, all right? Praise God. It's the curse of many that I have known, many that I have pastored, many family members that I have. It's their curse. It's one word, almost. Almost, word we use all the time. Yep. Almost. Not quite. Uh-huh. Very nearly. Right. Almost. Almost is good in a lot of things. Uh-huh. I almost wrecked. Uh-huh. I almost lost control. Uh-huh. Almost got sick. Uh-huh. Almost got killed. Almost is good in a lot of things. I was fooling around with, I remember years ago we were out front working on our sign, and I'm going to need that rock. Sister Wilbanks picked it up, and she did right, but I'm going to need it. She's scared one of you rebels is going to pick it up and knock somebody out with it. So, but I'm going to need that. I was working on the sign at the church, and I had a guy, you know, he was one of those guys that was, how do I say this? A jack of all trades, but master of none.
Yep.
Oh, I can do that. You know, sometimes you just go ahead and pay the price. Because I can do that, it's going to cost you a lot more money. Maybe not. That. But we was working on this sign. Had it all apart. I told him, I said, Grady, you got the power off. Got the power off, Pastor. So I reach up in there, and this sign, there was a short somewhere. We were trying to find it, and I found it. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Oh, I found it. I found it. And it shot through me, all the way through me. And it rocked my world. And I all but cussed him out. I threatened to kill him. Had to repent. Almost got electrocuted, you know. Almost as good in a lot of things.
Come on.
We see so many satisfied with almost.
Right.
In fact, it bleeds over from our everyday life into our church life. Our services become productions more than moves of God. We don't need theatrics anymore. We're way beyond that. We need an unprecedented move of God. Now, I don't need a whole lot of help, but I do need just a little bit. Maybe a couple of you would help me here for a minute. We need an unprecedented move. But we wallow in what could have been, what should have been, what might have been. And we glory the almost. We almost had a breakthrough. They almost got what they needed. They almost got the Holy Ghost. They almost got healed. They are so close to being in the water. They almost got baptized. And we celebrate and glorify something that's almost. I'm going to tell you, if he'd have preached 5 more minutes, I'd almost went to the altar. I almost got baptized. I almost prayed. I almost broke through in worship. I almost believed God. If they'd have talked about miracles a little more, I'd almost believe God for my miracle. And we wallow in what could have been, what should have been. How many times have you left a service and you're talking in your vehicle on your way home with your wife and you say, boy, we were almost there. I'm going to tell you, that ought to dig something out of you. You ought to be praying. You ought to be fasting. You ought to be interceding, because the day we satisfy ourselves with what could have almost been, my God, hear me. The day we're content with could have almost been. The day we say, well, that's good enough. What in the world? Good enough. We almost saw a breakthrough today. We were right there. And I believe God's ripping the veil off of doubt in this house this morning. And if we could somehow glance into the possibilities of the supernatural and get beyond the contentment of almost, close, near to it. I rubbed shoulders with my miracle today. I rubbed shoulders with my miracle. Jesus was walking by, and blind Bartimaeus said, man, if I could have just got to him, I could have had my miracle. Boy, I was close. I was almost there. Close, near to it, so close we could smell it, so close we could taste it. It was right there. What if your miracle is just beyond the grasp that you have now? What if your miracle is beyond your outstretched hand? What if your miracle is just beyond where you've always been? What if your miracle is beyond what you can see with your natural eye? Come on, this is a dramatic scene from Acts. I said, this is a dramatic scene from Acts. Everybody who was anybody in Caesarea was there. Can you imagine Paul before Agrippa? Not only Agrippa, but Festus, two of the most powerful men of that day. And one of the greatest tragedies in life is for a person to say, almost you persuaded me. I was almost saved. I was in the presence of God, in the presence of a powerful move of God. My salvation was dangling like a carrot before me. All I had to do was grab it, and you almost talked me into it. You almost got me there. Let me tell you, your pastor said it, and I'm going to say it again. I cannot compel you to get a miracle. You got to want it. You got to desire it. I cannot preach you into a miracle. You got to want it. You got to desire it. Almost. Almost. What a tragedy to hear the word of God preached, to tremble under conviction, and to be at the point of responding, to be at the point of surrender, and say almost is good enough. Almost. Let me ask you something. You almost won the lottery. You brag about that, huh? I almost won it. Well, you didn't. You lost. Well, see, I don't know if you deal around that or with that around here, but them heathens I pastor play it. And they say, Pastor, if I win it, like I'm going to pray it on them. If I win it, I'll pay my tithe. And I tell them all the time, let me help you. I don't need to hear that. If you win it, just bring a big sack of money here. We're going to take it. We ain't going to ask no questions. If you rob a bank and bring your tithe, I ain't asking where it comes. Just bring it. That's powerful right there. I almost graduated. Well, you failed. Good for you. You almost, but you didn't. Why are we so content with that mindset in the house of God? God almost touched me today. Well, he didn't. He didn't. I almost got my miracle, but you're going home empty-handed. It's not God's fault. It's not that God didn't want to. The problem's never God. I want to be perfectly clear. The problem is never God. I wonder what would happen if you would quit being intimidated and rip that face of fear off and run to God and say, in the house anywhere, I want it. If it's here in the house anywhere, I want it. If I got to do something extraordinary today, I'm willing to do it. That's it, sis, right there in the name of Jesus. I want my miracle. I want my miracle. Go ahead. There needs to be more of that right there. I was in my chair last week, Brother Tim, and I was sitting there and I was reading in Luke, and I was reading that passage of scripture that I shared with you. The Bible says he brought his disciples out to the Garden of Gethsemane. There in the Garden of Gethsemane, he said, I want you to watch and pray with me for a little bit. And the Bible says he removed himself. Where's my stone? He went a stone's cast from them.
Not too far.
Not far. In the proximity. Close by. Near. Almost. He went a stone's throw from them. Now you got to help me, Brother Will. You're a smart guy. I can tell by looking at you. You got to help me. These disciples were eyewitnesses to His majesty. Everywhere Jesus went, miracles followed. Now, Jerusalem was a treacherous place to be at this time.
Yes, it was.
All eyes were on Jesus. In fact, when you read the backdrop, they were looking for a way to kill Him. They were bent on killing Jesus. Jesus slipped past the curtain of their watchful eyes into Jerusalem, said, "Find us a place where we can have Passover. They said, "Jesus, this is treacherous stuff right here." But He was willing, and He moved beyond that. He ain't intimidated and scared by anything. And so Jesus, under the cover of watchful eyes, slipped past them and just entered into Jerusalem to do His business. And there He was. And He talked with them at the table. He said, one of you is gonna betray me. I love you, but you're gonna betray me. They started murmuring, started looking around. Who is it? Who is it in here among us? That's a traitor. That's a turncoat. Who would do such a lie?
Right.
Yeah. So all of this is the backdrop. They know that everybody's looking to kill Him.
Yep.
So here they go out to the garden. Here they go to the garden. And He says, "Stay right here, watch and pray. Just stay right here." And He removed Himself a stone's cast. Close. Not far away, Brother Cody. Close to you. I submit to you that they could see Him agonizing in prayer. I submit to you that they could see Him as His body was contorted, as He prayed, "Oh God, I don't want to do this, but not my will, Your will be." The battle of battles, the fight of fights, everything, the sum total of all that humanity could ever go through, here He is winning that war. You better hear what I'm about to say, because battles are won holding on to Jesus in prayer. Here's where I'm trying to go. Here's where I'm trying to get with you. If Jesus said, "Hey, stay right here, Bubba. Lord, I love you, but not on your life. Not on your life. I'm going to stay with you. I'm going to hold on to you. I'm not letting you away. No, 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 no. I'm not letting you get even a stone's throw away." I wonder how many in here are a stone's throw away from your breakthrough, from your miracle. I wonder how many of you, you're close to it. It's just a stone's throw away. I wonder how many of you are living that kind of life. I don't want God showing up and convicting me. I want to just be a stone's throw away from Him, that when I need Him, I can run over here to Him. When I really need Him, I can get His attention. I'm content to just be a stone's throw. Wouldn't it be nice not to wake up with all the pressures of life? Don't you miss tonight. Don't you miss tonight. I know how some of you do. You get what you need this morning, you don't come back Sunday night. Don't you miss tonight. We're going to have church. Hallelujah. But right now, I wonder, I've pastored them. You've pastored them. They're content to be that distance.
Yep.
I met a lady one time on an elevator at a hospital in Macon. She's standing there on the elevator. Here I am in a suit going to pray for somebody. She's working there at the hospital. And she turns to me and said, "You a minister?" I said, "Well, yes, ma'am, I am." And she said, "Well, where do you preach at?" I said, "I'm the pastor of the Sanctuary of Macon." She said, "You are? That's my church." No, 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 no. The sanctuary of, yes, sir, that's my church. You pardon me, man, but I've never seen you before in my life. Oh, well, I don't go. That's my church. That's my church. I stay a stone's throw away from it. Close enough that when the doctor says you better get your house in order, I can run back there and they'll pray for me. They'll intercede for me. They'll fast for me. They'll get a hold of God for me. Oh, I can't do that myself. I got too much flesh in me and carnality and life to live. But I want to stay just a stone's throw away that I can run over to it when I need it. Come on, I'm preaching right now. Come on, I'm preaching right now. I don't mind coming on a Sunday. I don't mind coming on a Sunday. But I want to live the rest of the week a stone's throw away, because I might want to indulge myself in my flesh a little bit. I might want to enjoy the pleasures of life for a while. I want to live in both worlds. You know what I'm saying? I want to be in a little bit out. I want to enjoy sin and enjoy the moving of the Spirit of God. I don't know who you are under the sound of my voice, but you're a stone's throw away from your miracle today. You're one stone's throw. You're close. You're close to it, so close you can smell it. So close you can taste it. You're so close to it you can feel the presence of God. Jesus, in the name of Jesus, touch them right now, God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Come on, you're just a stone's throw away. You're so close to it. You're so close to it. You're just a stone's throw away. Come on, come on. I'd run to Jesus. I'd run to Jesus. Stay right here, not on your life, not on your life. My blessing, my battles are won, Jesus. Hold it on to you in prayer. You're close. You're so close. You're close. Come on, you're right there. You're a stone's throw away from it. You're a stone's throw away from it. You're close. Some of you are close. Lord, I release miracles in this building. Lord, I release faith right now. God, I pray that you'd heal everybody that's sick among us. I pray, God, that you'd fill everybody here with the Holy Ghost that desires it and that wants it. Set at liberty those that are bound. I curse the addictions of this life. Lord, I pray, God, that you would set at liberty those that are bound. You're close, you're close, you're close. It's here, it's here, it's here. You're close.
We pray today that this word has blessed you, ministered to the needs of your life. Until next time, God bless you.